Hello and welcome to a rather special update. It's the 2nd and it's a Sunday, and I'm hoping that we'll be able to get this out later on today, Sunday. Not a full podcast, not a full radio show, but just a very short update on something that's developing positively, I hope. And I think that, you know, I need to get out there and do the heads up, really. Those of you who are aware know that President Trump will be arriving in Great Britain tomorrow, the 3rd, Monday the 3rd of June, staying until the 5th, and then he's visiting France and Ireland, possibly some other countries, maybe Switzerland. Now, what I wanted to talk about was, for many months now, I and other people have been looking at the possibility of the good side taking action against the bad side. That's a very polarized way of looking at it. And we might look at possible indictments, we might look at mass arrests, we might be looking at tribunal courts. All of these things have been put together. And to date, nothing very concrete, nothing very obvious has come to the attention of the general public. There are indications that some things have been happening quietly at the side, but nothing quite in the public's attention. This is a real possibility now. It's one of the possibilities, it's one of the opportunities during the next 2 weeks, starting tomorrow, Monday the 3rd, for action to be taken which will gain the public's intent and may or may not be widely covered by media, mass media, but nevertheless will find its way out other than just the normal alternative sites. What I'm looking at is some statements I'm hoping that will be made. I am hoping for a number of high profile individuals to receive some form of legal interaction, which means that they will have to account for what they've done in the past. I'm hoping for some very large statements, some actions in the next 2 weeks, which hopefully will begin to swing the energies away from the satanic, rather negative, anti-human elements, and try to bring to the fore something a little bit more hopeful and clearer. So in other words, I genuinely don't know whether this period of time is the time allotted. What I do know is that this is one of the option times they have. I am hopeful and excited, and it can't come soon enough. So this could be the turning point, it could be the moment that we've all been waiting for, this could be the opportunity to start to educate the vast majority of people who have chosen to ignore, turn their face away from the truth, and maybe this is the time when they cannot hide from it. They have to see what's been going on and they have to make that choice. It isn't about Democrat or Republican. It isn't about being a patriot or a liberal. This is about your connection to humanity, what is right and what is wrong. I did put on my post the other day that it wasn't a sign for a civil war. You know, this is not what we want. What we want is justice and truth for all the crimes that have been occurring over many, many years. And you know, if we think back to maybe the last president who inspired not just the American people but people from all over the world, and that was JFK. This was a president that spoke for the people, and he was loved by the people. And when the people love a person, sometimes the elite don't. And what we saw in the situation with JFK was that his popular support was not enough to maintain his security. And that is why President Trump will be arriving with nearly 1,300 personnel, a whole range of equipment. We call the telecommunications vehicle the Roadrunner, the vehicle that encrypts and de-encrypts all the sensitive satellite material that actually comes from AWACS aircraft as much as from satellites and anything else, and the internal communications within the group, to the Cadillac cars called the Beast. That's rather amusing, I think. A whole range of staff. I can tell you that that cavalcade is on red alert. There have been, to my knowledge, five or six attempts on the president's life. I believe there's been an attempt on his family's life. I can assure you that the security will be unprecedented in the history. Everyone is expecting something to happen, and I do not mean an attempt on the president's life. I mean the atmosphere, the expectation that something big is going to break, and the president needs to be kept in the loop at all times. I shall be desperately disappointed if the next 2 weeks go by and nothing happens. I will be really, really saddened, because it would have been one of the opportunities lost. There are only certain numbers of opportunities between now and November, following November, the election period, when certain things fall into place, and this is one such opportunity. And I really hope that people have the strength and the belief and the determination to press the button, as it were, to start the ball rolling and to use this opportunity this time to bring the truth to the people. So, you know, that's all I can say to you. So, very important time potentially. I personally want this to happen. I want people to be given the truth. So let's see how it goes. Let's watch it. And there's nothing more that I can say. So speak to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.